SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump attends a solemn event today in New York, the wake of fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. The 31-year-old was fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. The Trump campaign says Mr. Trump was moved by the invitation to the wake. President Biden will be in New York as well, but he will be looking to set a campaign fundraising record.
The president already has a significant cash advantage over Donald Trump in their race for the White House, and Joe Biden is set to add another $25 million with a star-studded event at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Tonight's event features celebrities, musicians, and two former Democratic presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The massive fundraiser comes at a time of persistently low poll numbers for the incumbent president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With its veto of a U.N. resolution, Russia has effectively abolished the monitoring by U.N. experts of sanctions imposed on North Korea. Also at SRNNews.com, the bodies of two of the six missing construction workers, they were on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed this week, have been recovered from the Patapsco River. Four people dead, five others injured by a man who went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon.
We have a suspect in custody who is being interviewed at this time. We don't believe there's any other suspects that are on the run or at large at this particular time.
Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd, so far the motive is not known. The U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.4% annual pace October through December. That's an upward revision of the government's previous fourth quarter estimate and was driven by robust consumer spending. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 21 points, while the Nasdaq trading 5 points higher. This is SRN News. Texas takes on the pornography industry.
The state has filed lawsuits against Multimedia LLC and Hammy Media, accusing them of violating a statute that requires that all porn sites operating in Texas verify that their users are at least 18 years old. State Attorney General Ken Paxton says, quote, "In Texas, companies cannot get away with showing porn to children. If they don't want to comply, they should leave." Pornhub did just that when faced with a similar lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups in Croatia are urging the government to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that draw thousands. Abortion is legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. That has resulted in many women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where abortion laws are more liberal than they are in Croatia. This is SRN News. Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried facing possible decades in prison when he is sentenced today.
The 32-year-old was convicted in November of illegally using money from FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. FTX collapsed in 2022, and prosecutors are recommending 40 to 50 years behind bars. Bankman-Fried's attorneys, friends, and family are asking for leniency, saying he's unlikely to reoffend, and that FTX's investors have largely recovered their funds. That claim is being disputed by bankruptcy lawyers, FTX, and its creditors. I'm Donna Water.
The federal government will provide a $1.5 billion loan to restart a nuclear power plant in southwest Michigan. Officials say it would be the first nuclear plant to be reopened in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.